Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Last week, the Times-Standard ran an editorial about someone commenting at the March 6 Fortuna City Council meeting, urging them to consider making Fortuna a sanctuary city against cannabis. The paper oversimplified the concept of the commenter's points, and I know that because I was the commenter. I speak on this topic as a private citizen. This is not the view of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce. That's not to say it isn't the view either. We just don't have a formal policy at this time. My comments to the City Council came as a result of a meeting we had at our regular chamber gathering earlier in the day with Under Sheriff Billy Hansel, County Planning and Building Director John Ford, and our two supervisors, Estelle Finnell and Rex Bone. The panel was put together to help Fortuna residents and business owners understand the county rules on cannabis. Case in point, a parcel of county land surrounded by city residential homes that had been awarded a permit for a 50,000 square foot grow. That's a tough one to take, and people sat in stunned silence after that statement. What spurred my comment to the City Council was a statement one of the panelists made about the permitted grow. They said, "It's too late. The genie is out of the bottle." My thought for Fortuna is, let's keep the genie in the bottle and offer an alternative for Humboldt County citizens, families, and businesses. I urge the Council to be bold and ban cannabis sales and dispensaries. I should have added commercial grows to that request, but I didn't. Fortuna can still be the perfect place to buy and sell supplies to farmers, and we can provide a steady and reliable workforce. By saying no to cannabis, we can offer the doctors and medical staff we are recruiting so heavily an alternative place to live in the county. We can offer new business startups a place to thrive without having a cannabis shop go in unexpectedly next door. And we can offer families an alternative when they are shopping for a home where they know there won't be a cannabis leaf on every corner. The editorial's view was that it may be unwise to pass up the money cannabis will bring in. My argument is we may have more business potential if we don't bring it in. The Fortuna City Council is having a workshop on the topic of cannabis in the city on March 22nd, that's a Wednesday, at 6 p.m. at City Hall. If you live in Fortuna, please try to attend and let your voice be heard. You may agree or disagree with me, but this is your chance to express your opinion. That's next Wednesday, March 22nd, 6 p.m. at City Hall. The genie is not yet out of the bottle in Fortuna. Let's keep it that way. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.